as in the Department of Domestic Service or housekeeping. The cook who does not make herself intelligent, who does not learn to do things in the latest and in the neatest and cleanest manner, will soon find herself without employment, or will at least find herself a drug on the market instead of being sought after and paid higher wages. The woman who does not keep up with all the latest methods of decorating and setting her table and of putting the food on it properly will find her occupation gone within a few years. The same is true of general housekeeping, of laundering and of nursing. All the occupations of which I have been talking are, at present, in our hands in the South, but I repeat that very great progress is being made in all of them in every part of the world, and we shall find that we shall lose them unless our women go forward and get rid of the old idea that such occupations are fit only for ignorant people to follow. At the present time, scores of books and magazines are appearing, bearing upon every branch of domestic service. People are learning to do things in an intelligent and scientific manner. Not long ago, I sat for an hour and listened to a lecture delivered upon the subject of dusting, and it was one of the most valuable hours I ever spent.